One of the most common arguments candidates for office make is that they're different. Elect me, they say, because I bring something to the table that isn't already there. So it was fitting, then, that one of the earliest questions to come in from a listener to Thursday Night's Forum dealt with that difference. What is the current assembly doing that you don't like, the listener wrote, and he asked the candidates to be specific. Aaron Swanson took aim at utility bills and said as they increase, life gets harder for young families like his, whose incomes are not terribly disposable.
That's something that, you know, the city could also look into, is putting like a budget plan, you know, where you take all your bills and you kind of figure out how much you're going to be spending per year and kind of just have like a balanced bill every month. And then, you know, say one catch-up month in the middle of the summer when your heating is going to be down.
The city is raising rates to help pay for a massive expansion to the Blue Lake Hydroelectric Dam. Stephen Eisenbeis also agreed that raising electric rates was something he didn't like.
However, at this point, we are too far into the Blue Lake Dam project to not finish this. Raising the rates, as bad as it might have been for many people in town, is at this point an absolute necessity. We can't spend as much money as we already have and simply give up on it. We have to continue at this point.
For Ben Maiasato, it was the budget. He said he'd like the city to be more careful about how it uses its money.
Spending. I hear the same thing about spending. Please keep that in mind. Don't spend what you don't have, and to start putting some aside.
And it's all well and good to ask candidates what's bugging them, but listeners also wanted to know what the assembly candidates were going to do about it. One person asked, what fresh ideas would the candidates bring to the assembly table? Ben Maiasato says he's interested in the idea of building a road across Baranoff Island to connect to a ferry terminal closer to the Marine Highway's main thoroughfare. He'd also favor a marina on the eastern Baranoff shore.
If you have a dock over across the island, you'll be able to have other communities that will be able to take their own personal watercraft a shorter distance and be able to get on the road system over here to Sitka to use such things as the hospital, shopping. It just opens it up more for more public access.
Aaron Swanson says he'd like to have a sawmill in Sitka again using local timber.
You could use that lumber. You could probably sell it cheap and use it to build affordable housing. Another new and fresh idea would be adding a dock out at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park for the fishing fleet that could be coming in for a major boat haul out.
And Stephen Eisenbeis says he wants to look at the city's water supply.
One new and fresh idea that I've heard around town and is actually pretty rapidly gaining steam around the entire country is about the fluoride that we have in our water here.
Eisenbeis says he's heard studies that say fluoride is a poison, while others disagree, and he says consumer filters to remove fluoride from water are expensive.
Plus, the city pays a substantial amount of money every year to add fluoride. So I'd like to see if there's community support behind removing fluoride.
If you were worried about the forum being bound up on complicated policy and wonky budget talk, you needed look no further than minute 52.
Stephen, this is Granny Goose.
That is Eisenbeis's grandmother, Eleanor King, fresh off the plane from California.
Hi. I just got in tonight, and I wanted to say hi to you.
I know. I can't.
She also had a question.
Did you have any ideas or thoughts about the tourism here, what you were going to do for them?
Eisenbeis says he'd like to see Sitka better marketed.
Sitka is one of the most historical towns here in Alaska, and we don't tell that story adequately. Juneau has a much more limited history, although they did have a lot of gold mining, and they tell their story a lot better, which attracts more people to them to see this gold mining.
Maiasato says he'd target marketing toward nations with emerging economies whose citizens are starting to acquire disposable income, like China.
Their middle class is one of the fastest growing on this planet, and when you get more over there in their population that are having expendable dollars or yen or won or whatever their currency is, this is something to look at as to whether or not we should be looking into expanding marketing for tourism dollars or tourism funding to come here to Alaska.
Swanson says he'd like to bring cruise executives to Sitka and ask them what we can do to better attract their customers to our town.
And probably add like tour agents, travel agents, have them all come up to Sitka, have the assembly and the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau get a work session going, find out what we can do here in Sitka to help promote more cruise ships coming to Sitka.
Of the three candidates running for assembly, only two appear on the ballot. Maya Sato and Swanson's names will be printed on the ballots that are actually handed to voters on October 1st. Eisenbeiss is running as a write-in candidate. Election day is October 1st. For Raven News, I'm Ed Ronco.